Good morning for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by ServiceMaster by Iatt. The Northfield Area Chamber was notified Friday afternoon of an attempted break-in at the back door of Heritage Square Laundry last Thursday night around 8:30. The laundry is located at 2004 Jefferson Road. The police were notified and responded. They're also still looking for the person who broke into Cakewalk. Sergeant P.T. Heider will be in studio on Thursday morning to update the community on recent activity and the robbery of Premier Bank in late October. The state of Minnesota has a forecasted surplus of about $2 billion. District 20 Senator Rich Dreheim said automatically there's a portion of those dollars that go into the reserve fund.
And I think most people have the perception that we are headed for another recession in maybe 2020 or 2021, if you talk to the economists. But we have to plan for today and the next 2 years.
He said we can give it back or invest in the future. He mentioned the increase in those aging out of the workforce and the shortage of workers now. He's spent a lot of his off time touring various campuses throughout the state.
So I would like to reinvest some of that money in more programs in the trades primarily. We have a real shortage of tradesmen. And if you look at the average age of like a plumber or electrician, they're in their 60s. And what's going to happen the next 5 years when they start to retire?
Dreheim's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. He'll be on air regularly once the 2019 legislative session starts. The city of Dundas codified their city codes this month, and they're now available to see more easily on the city's website. Also on their website is a citywide survey to help the city council and staff prepare for the future and update the city's comprehensive plan. Residents and businesses are asked to participate in the 10-minute survey before December 31st. And Laura Baker Services Association presented Chris and Sheila Kennelly with the 2018 Robert Bonner Distinguished Service Award at their annual gala fundraiser earlier this month. The Kennellys have generously lent their time, talents, and resources. Executive Director Sandy Gertis said Chris and Sheila have become invaluable members of the LBSA community. As owner of Northfield Construction Company, Chris first became involved with LBSA when he was hired as the general contractor for their campus renovations. Since then, he's been an integral part of conversations around housing development and housing affordability issues. In addition to insight and expertise, NCC has given LBSA tremendous support through donations and sponsorships of their events. Sheila has served on their gala auction committee for the past 4 years. News from around the state is next.